It's Tuesday the 26th of May, 8 a.m, overcast, cool, going on cold, no signs of the sun, got a big jumper on again. Mrs. Blackbird is feeding voraciously, or is it vicious or all about, I can't say the word now. she was gobbling up some seed. The blackbirds are very selective on what seeds they will eat. And now she's found a wee bit of bread. And And then a starling just came in and stole it off her. And she was in behind the bush. Goodness grief. Mind you, the starlings are like that. I love them. Blackbirds are wary of them because they're flown. Well, the blackbird's bigger. The starlings are, well, how should I put it? A wee bit like those bullies that don't know that someone bigger could actually do them in. They just don't have, seem to have intelligence either. That, they've just got the built-in arrogance. But it's that long, pointy beak that frightens the blackbird, I think. So before she was eating the bread and the seed, she was gobbling up pomegranate seeds my wife had put out. She got a pomegranate yesterday. Must have been at least 4 inches in diameter. I guess it was too much for her. She's all to the good. And now she's back. And now she's off again, chasing something else. Yeah, I'm really concerned I'm not seeing youngsters. I really am. I do not know what's going on. It's not right. I should be seeing and hearing the squawks of tail featherless blackies. I have a pair of starlings have managed to get in below one of the tiles on the roof. The house. I don't mind, they're not bothering us at all. I'll clean it out as soon as the nesting season's over and lock it up. So, this morning, good sleep last night, but again, woke about, well, probably before 6:30, and then from 6:30 till 7, just letting the mind run. Feeling okay. I should be feeling good this morning, but, well, I'm gonna say this. I've had a wee bit of a tiff. Well, actually, no, it wasn't a tiff, because that indicates a two-sided, slightly heated debate. But it wasn't. It's all inside because I couldn't be bothered to respond. I don't know. I think I'm understanding Mary, my wife, does have some bad days. I've known this for years and years. Sometimes when you're younger, you're so stupid you don't realise what's going on. So, last couple of days, she's been a wee bit irritable. Spell that. And this morning, out of the blue, she said something that annoyed me enough that I would normally have responded, and I just thought, no, I'm not going there this morning. So I said nothing, which is probably worse. nothing serious whatsoever. But I don't like to start the day on the wrong foot. Even if I'm trying to understand what my wrong foot was, actually. But there you go. But as I said, I've noticed she's been a bit more, or a bit irritable over the past 2 or 3 days, so I'm just going to let it slide. But apart from that, I'm just going to move. Mr. Piper just flew up onto the aerial. I don't want pooped upon. That's the thing she would get. So, apart from that, I am feeling good. Trying to think of all the things that's annoying me at the moment with me, myself, I, as it were. But they're so insignificant, not worth talking about. And that's the thing, is that, you know, I have... Well, you know, I have a sore on my top lip that I'm having difficulty clearing up. My heels have been bothering me again, and that's down to lying in bed. Nothing to do with all day. I could walk up the hills and mountains all day long, it wouldn't bother me. But anyway, so that, and what's the other one? Oh, my ear, a painful ear. But they really do peeling. Oh, yeah, they do really peeling into insignificance compared to if I have, say, a mental issue. In other words, something just get me down, or I'm a bit depressed, or I'm worrying. You know, those are nothing. Those you can put a dressing on, or some oily ointment, or creams, or massage. How do you massage feeling low, depressed, down, upset, worried? Goodness grief, just depressed myself. How do you massage that? How do you plaster that? You don't. Well, I suppose there is a way of doing it, but anyway. No, the thing that's really bothering me and bugging me just now is this white finger issue that I have and have had for years now. It's getting pretty bad now. So much so that my fingertips split into hacks. And because there's no or very little circulation, even when they're probably ready pink or normal colour, if you would call it, there's not a great circulation, so they don't heal. So I end up wearing plasters most of the time. I have to wear gloves virtually all the time, and once they go, they're so painful. Then you're running your hands below the hot water tap for ages, massaging your hands, drying them briskly with a coarse towel to massage. So really, you know, all the others are nothing compared to that. It's just, and it's so annoying. And it's probably so annoying to my wife to hear me gripe about them so much. You know, out of the blue, I'll say, have a look at those, look at that, that's, she has to be sympathetic, but she's probably just fed up hearing about it. Not to say she doesn't sympathise with me, that's not the case. She does, indeed. But, well, and now, at the moment, they're pink, they're flushed, they're not white, they're not cold, because I haven't allowed anything to trigger them, and it's not cold enough at you this morning, at the moment, to trigger it. But once they go off completely, they just shut down. And then it's a bugger to get them flushed up again and get feeling back. Thing is, it's working further and further back the finger. It used to be just the fingertips, but now they can go back to the, not the knuckle joint, but the first joint, if you like. So that's quite a wee bit back. And it's, I don't worry about it. It just annoys me to hell. Because there's not a lot I can do about it. So apart from that, apart from having a wee tiff, or actually, it's only half a tiff, so it was a tiff, or a whatever you choose this morning. And my white finger. And the overcast grey skies and cool, cold wind. Everything's fine, it's rosy. Absolutely rosy. Except for the fact that I noticed this morning that the pyrus, which is going off, you know, the ready pink flushing new leaves, not only are they going off, but I noticed that some of them are dying. But that's not right. So there's got to be some beastie eating at the sap there. I'll have to have a look at that. That's never happened before. I'm going to have a look at that. But anyway, I have now columbine on the opposite side of the path where the soil is richer. The columbine at the rear of me at the moment is in the herb garden, which has little richness. And they're pink. On the opposite side of the path where the soil is rich, they're purple. And I like that. I like that. There you go. A morning digest.